And good afternoon, Scott Spears along with you here on this Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour, and let me tell you something. It is warm outside as we approach Independence Day here, 2019, but I am frozen like a popsicle here in the studio. When I came in this morning, it was 67 degrees in here, and right now I'm looking at the inside thermostat. It is 68.8 degrees, and frankly, for my appendages like fingers and toes, that is just too cold. I don't know if I'll make it through the next 2 hours today. I am frozen. And I, who would thought I'd be asking for a sweater or a sweatshirt or something today? I'm going to have to leave one here in the studio for days like this. And I'm a pretty warm-blooded person, but my goodness, I am frozen today. But we're going to have a lot of fun today, irregardless of my frostbite, possibly coming up in, over the course of the day. We're going to go back and do some more of our Independence 4th of July trivia that we were doing yesterday and having a lot of fun with, and we still do have some passes to Zumbezi Bay. We have some tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and we have some passes to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, feel free to do that. That's always a lot of fun as well. Telephone line 740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to give you the questions we did not get answered yesterday, and then I'm going to throw in a couple new ones for today. What happened on July the 4th, 1938, about 81 years ago? 81 years in 2 days. What significant event happened on July the 4th, 1938? That's a question left over from yesterday. Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? Now, July the 4th, 1776 is said to be our Independence Day, but does anybody know who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? That's a question left over from yesterday. Does anybody know the date of the first Independence Day celebration in this country? The date of the first Independence Day celebration in the United States. Or does anybody know the year that the White House held its first Independence Day celebration? And yesterday I told you, obviously, it is July the 4th. But what year did the White House have its first Independence Day celebration? Now, those are the four questions we have over from yesterday, left over from yesterday. We got four answered yesterday, but those are the four we have left over. If you know the answers, we have the tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the tickets to the Wilds, or the tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, you can do that as well. But the question's on the table right now. What was the year that the White House celebrated Independence Day for the first time? Does anybody know the exact date that this country first celebrated Independence Day? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776, our Independence Day? And what significant event happened on July the 4th, 1938, just about 81 years ago? If anybody knows the answer, hit me up here, 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Maybe it's a little warmer where you are than where I am right now. Now, I'm going to give you some new questions today as well, because we have a whole nother sheet here of Independence Day trivia. What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Now, that's a little cumbersome, but what I'm saying is, what is the most common patriotic word that is thrown in names of places? Just one word. And I don't know who did this, who did this research for this, but that's the question. What's the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? What would that be? Here's another new one. Where are most of the United States flags made? I thought about this last night because I saw some flags in the grocery store. Does anybody know where most of the United States flags are made? Any guesses? And I'll give you one more new one today. How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day, just on July 4th alone, every year? How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day every year, July the 4th? So those are the questions. 740-383-9944. We'll run through them again here. How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day every year, July the 4th, just one day? Where are most of the United States flags made? Does anybody know where most of our flags are made? What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Places in the United States. The most common patriotic sounding word used within place names. Does anybody know the year when the White House first celebrated Independence Day? Go ahead, caller.
How you doing, Scott?
Good.
Okay, on the flags, would that be Finley?
It's not Finley, but that's a good guess.
All right, I know they made them up there one time.
Yep, not Finley, but that's a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Yeah, it is not Finley. I do know they make a lot of flags up there. I know we had that discussion at one point. Not Finley, but the question is, where are most of the United States flags made? Does anybody know where most of the United States flags are made? Or how many hot dogs are eaten on July 4th every year? About how many? It's a round number. How many hot dogs are eaten on July 4th every year? Where are most of the United States flags made? What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Does anybody know that? What year did the White House first celebrate Independence Day? Now it was July the 4th, but what was the year that first happened? Go ahead, caller.
Are the flags made in China?
The flags were made in China. More U.S. flags are made in China than anywhere else. Isn't that odd?
It sure is.
You think that's one thing we could manufacture here in the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let me get the date down here. All right. What is your name?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda. Let's see here. We have the Zumbeezy Bay, the Wilds, and the Dublin Irish Festival.
I'll take the Zumbeezy Bay.
Zumbeezy Bay. Okay. And we're open today till 2 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Bye-bye. All right, Brenda gets the Zumbeezy Bay tickets. But we've got more. But yeah, isn't that odd? You would think that one thing we could manufacture here in the United States would be the American flag. But it is true that most of the American flags are made in China. Now, I don't know with that embargo going on how that's going to work out, but there you go. Most of the United States flags are made in China. There's something you can celebrate or discuss over your barbecue on the 4th coming up. Okay, let's get back to this. How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day every year? Does anybody know how many hot dogs are eaten just on July the 4th alone every year? Most patriotic sounding word. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good afternoon there, Scott. How are you on this fine, warm, summery day?
Well, I'm not warm. It's 68 degrees in here.
Well, compared to our last studio, I'm sure that's relatively comfortable.
It is comfortable. You're right.
I didn't have an issue with my VOIP service. I would have called before the fine smart lady, and I actually thought it might have been somewhere in Asia that the flags were made. I think we think about Donald Trump and his hats where they made in China, even though they say make America great again. So labor is cheaper in Asia, and we'd like to think we would make flags somewhere closer, but I was hoping it wasn't China, but I guess it is, but that's how it is, I guess.
Well, you know, it's just, you would think if there's one thing, because we are very particular about the flag. We don't want it to drape the ground. We want to burn it if it touches the ground. You would think that would be something we would not export to China.
Yeah, well, money talks and labor is inexpensive there. Maybe that will change. Well, you know what an aficionado I am for geography. So when you talked about the place names, my answer is Liberty. Yeah, we have a West Liberty, East Liberty, I believe. It wouldn't be something maybe as obvious as Star or Free. There's just a lot of little towns with Liberty in them. So am I barking up the wrong tree, or is that by chance the right answer?
You're in the right neighborhood. It's not Liberty, but I think Liberty is either 2 or 3. But that's the idea of this question.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a more obvious answer like Star, which might be right, or Free. You know, we have cities with Free in them, like Fremont, but they really aren't free. But you know, we have Liberty Center, East Liberty, West Liberty. That just kind of comes to mind. So I kind of thought I would throw that one at you.
No, it's not those.
I was wondering, Scott, what you thought. What do you think about the Colin Kaepernick and the Betsy Ross sneakers and all that controversy? It's once again divided our country, and maybe you saw my Facebook post about how I feel. Do you have any opinion on it?
Well, fill the audience in, because I think it's an interesting story, and I'm not sure everybody's heard it. Fill them in on what it is, and then I'll give you my take.
I'm, without doing specific research, I may not have the facts totally right, but Nike produced some sneakers with the third, you know, I call them sneakers, because that's an East Coast where athletic shoes, whatever you want to call them. There is a regional dialect for them, but you know, the kind of shoes you'd wear for leisure activities, not to a fancy business meeting. Anyway, they produced sneakers based on the original Betsy Ross flag, and Colin Kaepernick, you know, opened up his mouth again. That should probably pretty much tell you what I think about this, and said that it harkened back to slavery, because yes, there was slavery back many years ago, without thinking about how Betsy Ross is a hero. And that we need to remember our history. And what I want to say about that, I'm not going to say on the air, because the FCC would shut us down, but I'm just disgusted by the whole thing. And Nike needs, I guess we can say this on the air, Nike needs to grow a pair. And I really can't believe that they would allow this. I'm thinking, okay, well, they have discontinued the sneakers. They made them and they're not going to sell them, so they're wasting money on that. And listening to what Kaepernick has to say, and I'm disgusted by the whole thing. So I didn't know what you thought about it.
Well, it's kind of interesting. What do you think is the real focal point of this controversy? Why do you think Nike stopped making them, and what do you think the reference was? Because I found that a little ambiguous, that
they
Colin Kaepernick...
like he's their spokesman, so they need to bow down to him, or someone will think that they're racist. No, it's not racist. We're not saying that we approve of slavery. Betsy Ross is an important figure in history. It's just like the idea of taking Washington off the money because he owned slaves, or Jefferson. And that's not quite the point. First of all, we can find fault in any historical figure or any person, myself and yourself included. Betsy Ross did an important event, and I'm disgusted by the whole thought of this. No, it's not racist. There's not one racist thing about that.
I don't really understand what the racist comment was about. I guess I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Well, Kaepernick thinks, okay, well, the 13-star flag, we think of that time in history when there were slaves, and we're celebrating that time in history.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, Scott, the 50-star flag includes a time in history, which would have been like the late 50s and on, when there was a lot of discrimination, and there still is discrimination. I mean, there was more, obviously, when the flag became 50 stars. And no, discrimination is wrong, but it doesn't actually, it doesn't indicate that we condone or support discrimination.
Oh, okay.
Yelling at the national anthem is one thing. Yeah, that's, I see a freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I don't think it's a nice thing to do, but I believe he is within reason to do that. But
well,
this is ridiculous, and dictating to Nike that they should stop production of these sneakers and not sell them.
Well, the interesting thing to me about that whole thing is not whether he's right or wrong, or not whether making the sneakers was right or wrong, but it does really say how this country works and why this country works right, because Nike is a private company. They did not have to hire him. They could fire him at any point.
You know, if I were to boycott every company that does things or feels the way that is not consistent with mine, I wouldn't have any merchandise, any clothing, any food. You know, Chick-fil-A, for example, that's really generated strong opinions. But some of this stuff is extreme, and this is very un-American. There are analogies with the idea of the statues. I mean, we've talked about that. This is different. I mean, there are similarities, but do we want to erase history? And I don't understand how this is related to a condoning or approval of slavery or of the way things were conducted in this country at the time of that flag. There is no valid analogy there.
Well, I'm not really sure.
Nike needs to make some of their own decisions, and if that means alienating Kaepernick, well, too bad.
Well, see, but that's
lost so much credibility. He had some credibility with me because I like the idea of whistleblowing and saying what's on your mind. I mean, I've come from a long family of people that will say what's on their mind and do things that might be detrimental if needed. But this goes way beyond that.
Well, it's interesting because I think it's how this country works, because, you know, it's kind of like radio in a kind of offbeat way, because somebody might say something on this station that somebody might not like, and they might call up here and say, we don't like that. Now,
well, it's talk radio, that's going to happen every day, and that's part of what we
right,
do.
Right, but we do have the choice to come on and apologize for it. We do have the choice to totally ignore it. We do have the choice to pull that program. So it's a choice that's made internally, and I think that Nike or Kaepernick, they made their choices, and it's a private choice. I mean, they didn't have to stop doing it.
They can make a choice, and people can choose to be disgusted, or they can choose to boycott the products. Personally, you know, although I think Nikes are great products, I my usual attire is New Balance or Converse, but that's just more by coincidence. That's more what I get where I shop. But would I boycott Nike? I'm not sure. I'm not too thrilled with them right now. But again, if I were to boycott every company whose products or philosophies or spokespeople are contrary to my beliefs, I wouldn't have any clothing or any food.
Well, you know, it's I guess it's one of those things. I guess at this point in this country, Colin Kaepernick carries a lot of weight, and I think Nike must feel that way.
He's a divisive figure, and again, though I didn't agree with his decision, I do in some way admire his speaking out and risking his career and being a whistleblower of sorts, but this is beyond that. Now he just thinks that Nike is putting in his hands. What's he gonna say next?
Well, I mean, if it works, I guess he got what he wanted.
This and the idea of reparations really gets under my skin. So the other upsetting news story, Scott, very close to home, about the sheriff in Pike County. Did you see about that?
Well, I was watching a little bit of that last night, where the attorney general would like him to resign.
Yeah, I mean, he was arrested, but he released on his own recognizance, I believe, for theft in office. And you may recall Sheriff DeMaestri from Fairfield County, also doing some naughty things and going to jail many years ago. But it's close to home. And I have no tolerance for anybody stealing anything, but theft in office, you know, a sheriff, I mean, goodness sakes, that's just horrible. And you talk about hypocrisy, he's there to protect people. And what does he do? He steals. Pockets funds, and they're saying, do you have a gambling problem? I don't know. And that he was mean to people at his office, and he pulls an attitude about it. Like he thinks because he's sheriff, he's king. He's God. He can do what he wants. Now, politicians get into power, and suddenly they have that attitude. I mean, in Donald Trump, I think. But criminal acts are very different from Donald Trump, and, you know, things related to his ego or executive orders that he makes. It's not even the same thing. And between that and this gas tax, which I don't agree with, I'm not very proud to be an Ohioan right now.
Well, I don't know. I would think that the sheriff must believe he did nothing wrong, or he would not be fighting this. I think he would try to get a plea deal or something.
He doesn't want to go to jail. So I don't know the facts, but it's not looking too good for him right now.
Well, I'm not even sure. What money did he take?
I'll have to look at the specifics. I mean, again, it's a theft. It's a theft in office. Let me see. Let me pull up the post I just made. Pike County Sheriff pleads not guilty to theft in office, tampering with evidence charges.
Well, I mean, if he did it, I guess he'll...
16 charges, including theft in office and tampering with evidence. Misconduct in office several months ago. Conflict of interest, tampering with evidence, securing writings by deception. So they're still investigating, but several tips led authorities to that. And, you know, Pike County, it's just north of the big prison in Lucasville. That part of the state, unfortunately, is notorious for very serious drug problems. You think a sheriff there would be the upper echelon of ethics. And, I know Pike County doesn't have a lot of people, which makes it even worse because everybody's going to know him on a smaller county. But, again, that's inexcusable.
Well, I guess in America...
I don't know the specifics of who he found guilty, but if he is, as I put in Facebook, lock him up and throw away the key.
Well, see, when did we become this country, though, where... I mean, I think we have to let people have their day in court, and
yeah,
I don't...
Let him have his day in court. I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm just looking over the article. Maybe he's not guilty. Maybe I'll look stupid for saying that. But it's not looking too good for him right now.
Well, I just don't know...
Before you accuse a sheriff... you make sure you have the right evidence, because it looks pretty bad if you falsely accuse him.
Well, this is one of the things that I think is going on right now. I think that we have a lot bigger fish to fry, and I'm not saying it's okay to do what he did if he did it, but I don't think that's a crime that you need to lock somebody up and throw them away the key for life. I don't think that's
sheriff, theft in office?
Well, I don't think he should have done it, but I don't think that I don't think that paying for him to be in prison for the rest of his life is comparable to murder or comparable to sexual offenses, or I don't think he's a danger to society.
Well, we may disagree on that, but it's okay. And for murder, I think the death penalty is appropriate. So, yes, murder is more serious, but the penalty should be more serious.
Well, I just hope that one day...
my opinion, you know, I'll always give it to you. So.
Well, the opinion's okay, but I really do wonder all of a sudden why we are so ready, locked and ready to go. Political campaigns, sheriffs, whoever. We are just ready to throw people in jail. That's where society...
I don't like the idea of a sheriff, someone we trust to enforce the law to protect us. Again, in a small county where everybody knows everybody. The sheriff's that's worse. It's just like sexual abuse. If it's by a clergy person or a teacher, that is. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying any of this is not extremely bad, but it is worse than someone who's not of one of those two occupations.
Well, no, that's awful.
It's not a horrible crime in all cases.
No, but I think those are different.
We trust with certain tasks related to security. Or related to the child, to rearing of children, then it's even worse.
But I think those crimes are different is the problem. I think sexual abuse...
I'm not saying, but you understand what I mean. There are circumstances where, the hate crimes, we talked about that in the studio a few months ago. If a crime is motivated by hate, yes, it is worse. It's always extremely bad. But if you commit a crime because you hate a certain kind of person, it makes it even worse. It's a motive that does show evil.
Well, you're right. I don't.
You know, I know I am, Scott. I have immense respect for law enforcement. They're underpaid, overworked, and they put their lives at risk every day. And think that a person that we would entrust, you know, an elected official, that would do something like this. And it also makes people not trust anyone in law enforcement. It's like, well, is he the only one that does this? And that's bad, you know.
Well, my guess would be that if the Attorney General had the goods on him, that they could force a resignation, or they could have the governor force his resignation, and to me, or the city council in that town, county commissioners could force a resignation. Yeah. And
well, let's hope that the action is fast and furious. I get it.
But we know that they haven't done that yet.
Maybe he's not guilty. I don't know. But from what I read today, a chill went down my spine. It doesn't look too good for him.
Well, like I say, we'll see. I mean, he'll have his day in court, and then I think we can decide what to do from that point on. But I don't know that taking this guy who is, in his 40s or 50s, and letting him sit in jail for 40 years is necessarily going to make society safer.
No, I don't. Is jail a deterrent? Is it a valid punishment? I don't know. That's not really, and I'm saying it more metaphorically, lock him up, throw away the key, because, I mean, you don't throw away the key, you can, obviously. But you know what I mean. Penalty should be severe, which including a financial penalty, loss of all his property to reimburse the county. Again, a county that is poor and sparsely populated.
Well,
and
it's interesting.
Even a dollar of theft in office is too much. But from what I'm reading, Scott, it's more serious. But you know, we'll follow the story. Maybe you can get someone from Pike County on who can talk to you about this on the show.
Well, I don't think breaking the law is correct, but I also don't know why he's clinging to his job, and I don't know why the Attorney General and the governor and his people in his own town have not forced him out of the job, which they have not.
It's a developing story. I mean, it's a very recent development, so we'll see what happens. But I just saw that, and I was just disgusted. I remember the sheriff of Maestri in Fairfield County. You know, very close to where I live and where my dad lives, and I can't stand these politicians doing this. They think they're above the law.
Well, it's interesting because I think right now you would not find a politician who people did not think was guilty of something.
Right, I would probably say that, especially around election time. But you know, theft in office, that's a bad one. You know, say what you want about Donald Trump, and you know, I don't know what he does every day, but I don't think theft in office is one of his offenses. Yes, but does he think that he's above the law? Well, probably, but it's not something that's cut and dry like this.
Well, isn't the monuments?
We've talked about, as Dr. Feynman and I have talked about, some of the stuff. It just makes politicians like Richard Nixon look a lot better.
Well,
it's a shame. Outside of Watergate, Nixon was arguably the greatest president in my lifetime. Outside of Watergate. But it's a shame, you know, you do one bad thing. You know, Martha Stewart, we've talked about also, really does scar you.
Well, I don't know there's a good case to me. Martha Stewart, I don't think people, the first thing that they think about when they think of Martha Stewart is her going to jail. I think that was a period and a time in her life. I think it actually made her more popular.
Oh, yeah, I think in the end it probably did. It, you know, it's a different case, but... You kind of look at, as I sometimes call it, Jim Tressel syndrome. And Tressel being thought of maybe one of our best coaches, and then all the controversy, and then he's gone. It's like, what do you do?
All I know is we're going to run out of jail space if we keep putting people away.
As president of OSU, so you can't expect squeaky clean, but theft in office and scandals rather differ. I mean, theft is a criminal offense, and I hate this. In Pike County, it's like I just think it's. Just north of Lucasville, the big prison. You know, we had the prison riots in our lifetime. I think of that part of the state known for serious drug problems.
Don't you find it ironic that the scene of the biggest mass murder in Pike County, all of a sudden that sheriff is being investigated just after charges are brought? Don't you think there's a little bit of irony there?
I would say, you know, the whole idea of a law enforcement official, someone we trust to keep us safe. And
you don't think somebody might have an axe to grind there?
I think against any politician, against law enforcement, someone probably does. That's why I don't know. You know, yes, innocent until proven guilty. Just what I read this morning, it's not looking too good for him. But maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that he didn't do it and that he can do what he needs to do in that area, fight the drug problem, keep the area safe, make sure, you know, Route 23 is in good condition, and that people vacation in Ohio because that part of Ohio is beautiful. Let's hope I'm wrong, but I don't know at this point.
Well, we'll see what happens. Adam, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thanks for the talk, Scott, and have a nice show.
Okay, bye-bye. Adam the Computer Guy, and by the way, his show will be on today, 2:10 until 3 p.m., so stay tuned for that. Adam the Computer Guy coming up today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Now, the questions on the table here, we've still got tickets to Zumbezi Bay, we've got tickets to the Wilds, and we've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. The questions, Independence Day trivia that are on the table right now, how many hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July every year? How many hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July every year? It's a big round number. What would that be? What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Now, Adam guessed Liberty. It's not Liberty. What do you think it might be? The most common patriotic sounding word used in the names of places. What year did the White House have their first 4th of July celebration? Now, it was July the 4th, but what year? What year did the White House have their first 4th of July celebration? When did this country first celebrate Independence Day? What is the date of the celebration of the first Independence Day in the United States? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? The day that's kind of known as our Independence Day in this country. Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Or what significant event happened on July the 4th, 1938, about 81 years ago? Does anybody know what event happened on July the 4th, 1938? Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Brenda Griffith has already been a winner today, Zumbezi Bay tickets, but we got more. 740-383-9944, 48 minutes past the hour on this second day of July, 2019. Anybody out there? 740-383-9944. What happened on July the 4th, 1938? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Does anybody know the date of the first Independence Day celebration in this country? What year did the White House first celebrate Independence Day? Does anybody know the year? What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Now, Adam guessed Liberty. It's not Liberty. But what is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day? It's a big round number. How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day? And I'll give you one more new question since we've got that China makes the most American flags. What happens with the Liberty Bell on the 4th of July every year? There's a ritual that goes on with the Liberty Bell on the 4th of July every year. What is it? 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left in this hour, and we'll be back for a whole nother hour. Next hour of trivia and fun here on WWGH Radio. Independence Day trivia. Fun learning about this country together. Or might you have an interesting piece of Independence Day trivia? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Don't forget James Anderson and the Tallgrass Trail people will be over at the Marion County Fair this week. all kinds of stuff going on over at the Marion County Fair. Has anybody been over at the fair the last couple days? Anything interesting going on over there? Let us know. 740-383-9944. Questions on the table. What happens with the Liberty Bell on the 4th of July? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
On the Liberty Bell, would that be the symbolic ringing of the bell?
Well, they do something with it, but, do you know what they actually do?
Not really. I can't remember. I know it was a symbolic, they rang it.
Yeah, they do something. Now, think a little more, but that's pretty close.
Pretty close, huh?
Pretty close.
All right, we'll be thinking about it.
All right, thank you. Yeah, they do something symbolic at the Liberty Bell every year, but does anybody know what they actually do every 4th of July at the Liberty Bell? That's the question. What goes on at the Liberty Bell every 4th of July? They have a ritual. How many hot dogs are eaten every year on Independence Day? Just a big round number. How many hot dogs are eaten every year on the 4th of July alone? What's the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Does anybody know? It's not Liberty. But what do you think the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names is? What year did the White House first celebrate Independence Day? It was July the 4th, but what was the year? The year the White House first celebrated Independence Day. Does anybody know the date of the first celebration of Independence Day in this country? The date that Independence Day was first celebrated in the United States. I'm surprised we haven't gotten this one yet. Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? Our actual birthday in this country is July the 4th, 1776. Does anybody know who signed the Declaration of Independence on that day? What significant event happened on July 4th, 1938, about 81 years ago? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we'll try again on that bell, Scott.
Okay.
So would that be the symbolic signing of the...
No.
They did a symbolic signing along with ringing the bell?
No, there isn't a signing, but it does have to do with kind of ringing the bell. It's more in that vein.
More in that vein.
You're more in that vein.
All righty. We'll keep thinking about it.
Keep thinking. Bye-bye. Yeah, well, the question we're trying to get here... What happens with the Liberty Bell on every 4th of July? They do something at the Liberty Bell on the 4th of July every year. What do they do? People gather from all around to see this event happening. And it kind of has to do with ringing, but they don't really ring it anymore. What do they do? What is the ritual that goes on at the Liberty Bell on the 4th of July every year? It'd kind of probably be fun to go see this. Maybe somebody will go see it this 4th of July. It's only a couple days away, only about an 8-hour drive to see the Liberty Bell. How many hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July alone? This is a fun question. It's a big round number. But about how many hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July alone every year? Just in one day, this many hot dogs are consumed. What is the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Liberty was a guess earlier. It's not Liberty. But what's the most common patriotic sounding word used within place names? Does anybody know the year that the White House first celebrated Independence Day? July 4th, what was the year?
Go ahead, caller.
How's it going today, Scott?
Hey, going good.
Good. Hey, that one with the Declaration of Independence, that wouldn't be happening to be John Hancock, would it?
It is John Hancock. And isn't it interesting? On July 4th, 1776, only one person signed the Declaration of Independence, and it was John Hancock.
Well, I was talking a while back to my boy, and that's the only name I could stand out on me that I remembered off of it, and that's just why I called in to see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I think I'm right on this, but on our weather report today, I think that's the fact that Zach is giving, is that John Hancock was the only one who signed it. But I don't know if people are picking up. We'll have to listen at the top of the next hour.
Well, yeah, it's on there, but I didn't pick it up from there. I mean, I knew it, but it is on there.
Yeah, I thought that
and,
was running.
But there's something about the decoration celebrations on there, too.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, you think of all these men who signed the Declaration of Independence, and only one actually did it on the actual day that we consider to be Independence Day. So I'm always curious as why we consider July 4th to be Independence Day, because only one person signed it that day.
Right. But that's what I was wondering when I remember that. I had a paper here, you know, like a little decoration like it was, like, with their names on it.
Right.
And then I was talking to my boy about it the other day when we was talking about different things, and then that was brought up, and I always remember John Hancock Insurance.
That's, well,
they used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there used to be, a lot of people used to use the saying, put your John Hancock on this when they wanted a signature.
Right, right.
I haven't heard that for a while.
Neither have I.
Too bad.
But I felt like calling, gave you a call.
I appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day.
You too now. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, that's right. It was John Hancock, the only person that signed the Declaration of Independence on the actual birthday of this country, July 4, 1776, was John Hancock. Which leads me, I'm not really sure, I'm sure somebody would know this. If anybody has the history, let me know. But why did they choose July 4th as the birthday? Because only John Hancock signed it that day. And back then, July 4th would have just been like any other day. So I'm not sure how that was chosen as Independence Day, to be honest with you. But there you go. 740-383-9944. Still have some questions on the table here. 57 minutes past the hour. What happened on July 4th, 1938? Does anybody know what significant event happened on July 4th, 1938? About 81 years ago. 81 years and about 2 days. Does anybody know the date that this country first celebrated Independence Day? I'll tell you this, it's not July 4th, 1776. The day that we actually use now as our Independence Day was not the date of the first celebration. Does anybody know the date of the first celebration of Independence Day? What year did the White House first start celebrating Independence Day? Just have to give me the year. It was July 4th a year, certain year. What year did the White House start celebrating Independence Day? What is the most common patriotic-sounding word used within place names? That's still out there. How many hot dogs are eaten on July 4th every year? Go ahead, caller.
In 1938, when that's when the world was supposed to come to an end or something, and people were killing themselves and everything.
And I, it could have been, but that wasn't the big event that happened on July 4th, 38.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you, though. Thank you for the guess. Yeah, the question is, what big event happened on July 4th, 1938? July 4th, 1938 is significant in Independence Day history for some reason. What's the reason? How many hot dogs are eaten on Independence Day every year? Just on July 4th. How many hot dogs are eaten every year? What happens with the Liberty Bell on July 4th? What's the ritual? Go ahead, caller.
Is there 155 million hot dogs?
Not 155 million, but you're really close. I tell you what, we're going to break. Keep guessing because you're really close. We're going to do this next hour too. Okay. 155 million is the guess on the hot dogs. How many hot dogs are eaten on July 4th every year? Just July 4th. 155 million's close. Can you imagine that many hot dogs in one day? Just July 4th? 740-383-9944. Do want to remind you, the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up today, 5:10 to 6 p.m. here on this station. And the Adam the Computer Guy show coming up at 2:10 to 3 p.m. today, right after this show. And, of course, we will be closed on July 4th in observance of the Independence Day holiday. But we're going to be back doing more trivia in 10 minutes. Don't leave your radio, back in just about 10 minutes.
There's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, great story. So
isn't
Goose
that
was,
lovely?
Mother Goose
but
had
oh,
a few
what
nips.
Fun it was and the joy.